So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It is Dan Latto speaking. And I say, good morning. Is it morning? I have no idea. It apparently, according to my clock, is 8 o'clock UK time, 9 o'clock Spanish time. But I've been flying to LA this weekend. I'm back again. So I flew out on Thursday, and then I flew out on Monday, and then I landed yesterday, which was Tuesday, and then I went to sleep, and then today is Wednesday. So it's very, very, very confusing because you're flying backwards in time, and then you're flying forwards in time, and it is confusing as heck. But in today's podcast, we're going to talk to you about using jet lag as a productivity tool. So we were very productive. I was very productive. And we'll talk a little bit more about how and why and how I did it and putting 2 days into one. So let's talk about that. I don't know how long this podcast is going to be. I'm exhausted after all that traveling. Anyway, so we left out on Thursday. We drove to Barcelona 2.5 hours, jumped on an aeroplane, went from Barcelona to LAX, got there at about 7 p.m., got to where I was going for about 8 p.m., 8:30, got through security really fast, which was really good, and then grabbed some food and then went to bed and thought, brilliant, I've done this jet lag, I'll have a full 7-8 hours sleep, awesome. 4 a.m. in the morning, LA time, which is 8 hours behind London and 9 hours behind where I live in Spain. So 4 a.m., which is like, you know, what is that? If that's 8 hours, that's 12 noon, right? The UK time. So anyway, 4 a.m., I'm wide awake, and I'm like, oh, my goodness me. It's pitch black outside. I can see the ocean. I can hear the bell ringing on one of those things that floats, like the big metal thing with a light on it to stop boats hitting it. The thing that everybody climbs onto when they're getting attacked by sharks in Jaws, that thing. I'm sure you know which one I mean. It's a big red floaty thing. Anyway, so I can see all that. I can hear it. There's planes flying in and out of LAX, which you can see. But I'm wide awake, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? Like, the last time I did this, which was a couple of years back, the first time I went to America on work and I had to get used to jet lag, I just put the NCAA on. It was a March. So it was Mad March, NCAA finals and so on. So I just watched that. But this time I thought, let's do something productive. So we opened up the laptop. We've got loads of work to get done. So we started working. And then kind of 9 a.m. came round. So we put in a good 5 hours work. And then we went to where we were going to do the work where we were going. And then, so I got all my stuff done from 4 till 9. And then basically from 9 till 7, which was what we were working. So that's what, 3 hours? That's another 10 hours as working on a client's thing. So we literally did 14-hour days, which is awesome. So that's 2 days into one, because most people work a 7-hour day. 9 till 12 is 3. 1 till 5 is another 4. There's about 7 hours. So in terms of being productive, we were able to literally get 2 days into one. Now, we got so much work done in that time. First of all, for my own stuff, and then second of all, for the client, which is really cool. So then what happened then was about 5 o'clock, I had a nap for about 2-3 hours. I woke up at 8, went out for some dinner with a client, came back, went to bed, thinking, brilliant. I should be all right. I'll have a nap all the way through and then woke up at 4 o'clock. Now, the problem here, of course, is that there's no point in getting acclimatized to LAX time because that's LAX is at the airport, the LA time, because by the time I get used to it, I've got to jump on a plane and come back. So there's no point in actually getting used to it. And I know some people go, yeah, your mistake was to go back to sleep for 3 hours. And I understand that. But I didn't want to acclimatize and then have to acclimatized myself when I came back. So anyway, so went to bed that night, got up at 4 a.m. the next morning, and you're like, okay, that's fine. I had like another, what did we have? We had maybe 5 hours sleep that night. So we had 4 hours the night before. We had 5 hours that night. So woke up at 4, got my 5 or 6 hours in, about 7 hours actually, because we didn't start the day till later, started about 11, finished at 8 p.m. So it was another 7 hours. So that day we got another 7 hours in the morning and another 7 hours in the afternoon, which is great. Loads of productivity again, went out. And then the next day, got up at 4 o'clock again. And I'm like, Okay, this is, and it actually, it felt fine. It felt really good, in fact, getting up so early and getting loads of work done before everybody else is awake, before you hear the birds tweeting even. You know, if you can get yourself up before the birds, I think you're doing really well. So then that was Monday. Then we went bowling, as you do. Then we went bowling, and then I jumped on a plane. And then, honestly, that flight back is such a hard flight. So I flew LAX to London Gatwick, and that's a 10-hour flight. And luckily, there was nobody sat next to me. So we're in the cheap seats, right? So there's nobody sat next to me. I don't really believe in paying a lot more money for first class because I'm just going to sleep it anyway. So anyway, there was nobody next to me. So I just put all my stuff out, rolled my jumper up, put that as a pillow, and I went to sleep. And I woke up with an hour to go, which was really awesome. So I literally slept for maybe eight, you know, it took me an hour to fall asleep. We slept for about 8 hours on that flight, which was really, really cool. Then we got into Gatwick, and then you've got a couple of hours, about 2-3 hours at Gatwick to hang over, and then you get on a 2-hour flight, which I slept for, over to Barcelona, and then get to Barcelona, and then you've got to get in the car and drive for another 2 hours. And I finally got home at about 9:30 last night, trying to stay awake till 11. Went to bed at 11. Took me a while to get to sleep, about 45 minutes, and then up, and then we're up this morning, like, back on regular time. I must admit, I'm trying not to yawn right now. I am exhausted. There's no question that doing this, getting on a plane, going to LA for 2 or 3 days, working really hard and doing 2 days in one, which effectively is 6 days in three, which is really cool, and then getting on a plane and coming back, it definitely takes it out of you afterwards. But if you've got a deadline to hit, go fly somewhere, get jet lagged, make it so that you're going to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning, wide awake, and you're going to do another 7 hours of work till 11, have lunch, then work from 12 till 7, get another 14 hours, and then get to bed about, you know, maybe 9, 10, 11 o'clock, something like that. You're going to get a lot of hours in there. Now, I could have gone the other way. I could have just put Netflix on. I've got the NBA app, the basketball app on my mobile phone. I could have done that. There's so many things that you could do other than work. And one of the thoughts that I had while I was away was, wouldn't it be cool to be able to carry this on, getting up at 4 or 5 a.m.? And I'm trying not to yawn. Get up at 4 or 5 a.m., get your couple of hours of work in, and then, you know, see family at 8, they disappear out the door at 8:30, and then continue with work from 9 till 5. So you're going to get, what, an extra 4 hours of work out of that? So you could do that. And I did think that would be a really cool thing to do. Now, we don't know if we're going to do that. We may do, we may not do. I don't think that if you do that all the time, that it's going to be productive. I know The Rock does it. I know Gary Vee talks about doing it, but I'm not convinced. I think it has to be like a yin and yang kind of thing. You've got to get the balance in life right. And if your balance is, I like my sleep, by the way, and I don't want to be waking up really early every morning, because that's like having a job. Do you know what I mean? We're not in this entrepreneurialism, self-employed business to have a job or for it to feel like a job. We're in this so that we can live the life that we want and help people change their lives too. But it depends where you are in a cycle. You know, if you're just starting out, you know, especially if you're younger, you've got the energy to be able to do this. I'm 46 now and I definitely struggle. I need my sleep and I love my sleep. But if you're young enough to be able to get up early, work the day in the morning, and then go to work or work your normal, whatever it is, and then you finish, then you have dinner at night, and then you crack back on and do another 3 or 4 hours, that's awesome. If you can do that for a sustained period of time to get your business up and running. You know, if you did that in the first month, 2 months or 3 months, that would be awesome. But if you're 46, you need to sleep, right? Like, I cancelled my NBA account because I was like, no, I'm just going to do the work instead of watching a game. And I've just switched it back on. So we switched it off for about 6 months, actually. For about 6 months. So since about October, actually, only three months. But we switched it off because we wanted to get really, really productive and put those hours in. And now that the business is up and running, we're closing clients and so on and delivering client products, we can pull back a little bit and we don't have to put in that intensity. But if you want to get that intensity in there, you have to put the hours in. I love what Elon says. You know, if he works, you know, 8 hours and then another hours, and then another 4 hours, and he sleeps under his desk for 4 hours. Or I can't remember exactly what he said. I think he said if he can work 8 hours and then another 8 hours, so 16 hours in a day, and then sleep for the rest, you know, him compared to you or I, he's doing twice as much. So he'll accomplish in 4 years what it will take you 8 years to do. And I love that as a concept. But Elon is a little bit special, isn't he? He's a little bit unique on his abilities to be able to do that. I mean, he's one crazy dude. I was listening to him on Joe Rogan's podcast. And honestly, if you've not listened to that, you should listen to that. Very, very good podcast. Just to get into mindset of somebody else. And he's, when you listen to him, he's just totally unique in the way that he thinks and that kind of thing as well. But can you use jet lag as a productivity tool? Well, absolutely. Am I going to suffer from it this week? Well, it's Wednesday, and I'm a bit confused about the days because I simply lost Monday and Tuesday because of traveling and so on. I'm flying forwards in time, of course. But, yeah, I think I probably will suffer this week, but we got so much work done in the last couple of days that it would have taken us till Monday this week if we'd have been working our normal hours. So for short bursts, short periods of time, jet lag really rocks. It doesn't feel like it this morning, though. But look, I hope that's useful for you. I'm going to try not to go back to bed, try not to go get some sleep, although it is very tempting. And we'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.